Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to the podcast version of my newsletter, which is coming out today on the Saturday, the 21st of December, 2019. It's the last one before Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you all if I don't see you between now and the Christmas Day itself. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas time and you're able to enjoy it. And today's podcast and the newsletter that accompanies it is called Welcome to Love. Welcome to Love. I love a warm welcome, don't you? I saw a sign, and the photograph is on the newsletter. So if you don't get my newsletter, by the way, then do feel free to subscribe by going to my website, all the W's, malcolmcox.org. And there's a form there. Click on it or fill it in. Send it to me and you'll get my weekly newsletter, which contains a summary of what's been going on the website. And I'll also send you a free ebook on spiritual disciplines called How God Grows His People. You might find that useful, especially now, at the end of the year, thinking about next year. Anyway, photograph on there is a photograph of a welcome sign to a wood, Phillips Hill Wood near Chorley Wood. I was there on Monday this week. Monday, I go out somewhere different usually, pray a bit extra, have a longer prayer time, and I went to a new wood. I traipsed around, or rather slid around in the mud. It was very wet and muddy. And I went there in particular because I was preparing before writing the final class in the Sermon on the Mount class series that starts in January. It runs from January to February for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. Every Friday night, every Sunday, we're going to be focused on the Sermon on the Mount. So I was finishing off the last of the classes in the Roots Cafe, rather good cafe. If you're ever in Chorley Wood, I thoroughly recommend Roots Cafe there, sitting there with my laptop for an hour or two, well, a good couple of hours actually, with my noise-cancelling headphones, a good Americano, and some rather superb porridge. They have a special name for it, I forget what it is now, but it's some monster, astonishing, extra bits porridge, which is quite sumptuous and definitely what you need when you're writing a class series on the Sermon on the Mount. So anyway, that's the welcome sign, said welcome to the woods there in Phillips Hill Wood. And I'd have enjoyed my walk without the words on the sign, but it added something to my day and to the experience to know that somebody had bothered to make the welcome sign. Somebody had gone along with a screwdriver and a set of screws and put it up. I mean, it meant something that somebody wanted me to feel welcomed. And I rather liked that. And, you know, it's Christmas time. It's almost Christmas as I record this, and we're celebrating something. We're celebrating not only the greatest gift that's ever been given, and that's the main point, not so much about exchanging physical gifts, but we're also celebrating the most profound and significant welcome that's ever been offered to humankind. What's God doing? He's beckoning us into his presence with the open arms of the warmest welcome we could possibly imagine. God's not welcoming us reluctantly, or telling us that we have to be perfect. He's saying, come in. We are all the prodigals welcomed back into the arms of our Father God. And Jesus is the evidence of that. Jesus is the evidence of the welcome, of the wholeheartedness of the welcome, because God gave his best. And knowing that that babe born in that manger would die for us, but offering that gift and that welcome gladly. So perhaps this season, you are welcoming people into your home and into your life. Perhaps you're welcoming neighbours. We're doing that on the Saturday between Christmas and New Year for a drinks and nibbles gathering with our neighbours. Whether you're welcoming neighbours, not only neighbours, but relatives, like my mother-in-law's coming over on the day before Christmas, and then we're going to my parents for Christmas Day, and we will be welcomed there. But we'll be welcoming them as we go as well. And then there'll be other people coming round, neighbours, relatives and friends, they'll be coming round. So as we welcome other people into our homes and into our lives, let's not forget to celebrate the ultimate welcome. There's no greater welcome than our Father God welcoming us in Jesus, in offering him into this world. So and what I'm hoping is that my podcasts and other materials I put up this week on my YouTube channel, on the website, the podcasts that go on the podcast feed, that they will help you to feel welcomed into God's love and thus be inspired to offer his love to others and invite others into that welcome. Perhaps you've got a carol service like we do on this Sunday for the Watford Church of Christ. Why not welcome people into that, invite them so they can come to hear about how God welcomes them and wishes to welcome them into his presence, into his kingdom, into his family. Well, welcome to love. Okay, well, let me tell you now what's been I've been putting up on the podcast feed and the YouTube channel and on the website. So first of all, Quiet Time Coaching. Quiet Time Coaching is episode 119, and there I offer some suggestions as to how we can think through the spiritual disciplines lessons that God has been teaching us in 2019. So that's on the website. And then for the Sunday Sample, a similar theme, episode 113 of the Sunday Sample about corporate worship. And that's about, again, drawing the lessons from our corporate worship experiences of 2019. If you've been leading corporate worship, what has God taught you about leading corporate worship? And I offer some ideas as to how to do that. Then Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 187, is called The Power in Preaching is in the Word. Actually, I wish I'd titled that slightly different now. I listened back to it. I think it's more about the precious nature of God's Word. It gives us our power in our preaching, gives us our joy, gives us the sense of significance in our preaching. Anyway, you'll have to listen to that to see if you think it was a good title. And I enjoyed recording that one because the material I was using really personally moved me to think about how much of a privilege it is to be able to preach this precious word of God. So that's episode 187 of the Tuesday Teaching Tips. In terms of Watford, we have our carol service this coming Sunday, the 22nd, at 5:30. We're going to have an evening carol service, first time ever, so that we can turn the lights off here and there and have a dark outside and create atmosphere. So that'll be wonderful. That'll be at Lawrence Haynes School as usual, 5:30 in the afternoon, early evening. So please feel free to come to that, and we'll be enjoying some refreshments afterwards. And also, advance notice for your diary. The Beatitudes Teaching Day will take place on the 29th of February 2020. It will be at the West Watford Free Church. Invitations and flyers for that are being delivered to my house actually today. So when they arrive, I will post one online and you can see that too. As for Thames Valley, the work there is progressing, and I'm getting, this is this season in my life through this last week or so has been about preparing for next year. So I've been doing a lot of work on the teaching series and on other things. And I posted a video about the Kingdom Come podcast. A podcast on the Sermon on the Mount begins for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ on the 30th of December and then runs through till the end of February. So you can look that up on the Thames Valley podcast. I'll be posting the same podcast on my own podcast feed, so you'll see it there or on the Thames Valley Facebook page. And I hope that's an encouragement to you as well. Just a couple of final prayer requests. Please pray for the lonely at Christmas. It's a tough time, especially for those who've lost a loved person this year. A number of people around me have lost a spouse, a mother, a father. And I think that first Christmas is always a bit of a challenge. So please pray for anybody who's lost a loved one or anybody who's going to be feeling significantly lonely. Look out for them and give them a warm welcome. And also please pray for me as I prepare lessons and plans for 2020, particularly for the Watford Church of Christ, as we're thinking about 2020 now. And we've made some plans, need to make some more. So please pray that I discern the Spirit's direction for us as a church and for myself as well. Well, thanks for listening to this podcast and encouraging me as I do my best to serve others by posting about teaching tips and corporate worship issues and personal devotional times of quiet with God. It's my privilege to do that, and it's my joy, and I look forward to partnering with you in one way or another in 2020. More on that next week. The Wait for the Lord spiritual retreat is coming up at the end of March. The details are on my website, and there are 5 places still remaining. So if you want to come, then let me know. All right, that'll do. It's time for me to fly, and I will send one more podcast out next week. And I really hope you have a fantastic Christmas and a beautiful, amazing, stunning new year. Until the next time, take care and God bless.